All right, it is actually time for us to start. So I am going to start and I'm put a little message in the chat. After the serenity prayer, we'll go around and introduce ourselves. But now if you'll all join me, just taking a deep breath and settling into the meeting with the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity.
To accept the things I can change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you all for being here today. I'm Jean. I'm the delegate liaison. I represent the Thursday night Richmond meeting out of the UK. And to the best of my knowledge, I have no barriers today. I'm going to call on you one by one, and if you'll introduce yourself, I'd appreciate it. I'll start with Martha Jean.
Martha Jean, I have no barriers and I represent the board.
Thank you, Martha Jean. Ruth, would you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Ruth. I'm a COSA. I'm representing TEL01, the Tuesday evening meeting, which is the very first telemeeting, and also the literature committee. And they have no barriers.
Thank you, Ruth. Welcome. Frankie.
Hi, Frankie, Great Board covering COSA. I represent the UK intergroup meeting, and this is my second convention as a delegate, and I've got no barriers. Thank you.
Thanks, Frankie. Sarah, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Hi, everybody. I'm Sarah L. I'm a COSA. I am also on the board, and I seem to have overcome my technology barriers, so I'm good. Nice to see you all.
Well done, Sarah. Welcome. Alicia, would you introduce yourself, please?
Sure. Hi, I'm Alicia, Berkeley, California. I represent the California 01 San Francisco Saturday morning meeting. And I don't think I have any barriers.
Welcome. Kimberly.
Thank you, Jean. My name is Kimberly. I represent the Tuesday Zoom Living the Literature meeting. I am the delegate liaison mentee, and this is my third convention as a delegate. Thank you. Oh, and I do have a daughter who is sick home with me today, so I think it should be fine, but if I do need to stop my screen unexpectedly, that's why.
Thanks, Kimberly. Thanks for letting us know. Mitoshi.
Morning, Mitoshi. I'm the delegate for the South Bay San Jose Monday night meeting. And my 8-year-old keeps interrupting me.
Thank you, Mitoshi. So now I'd like to welcome Sarah again and say and introduce her as our board representative today. Sarah's going to tell us a little bit about what's been happening on the board and with the committee. So Sarah, it's your meeting now. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for making time for this. And I want to say, Martha Jean, feel free to fill in things that I missed. I was thinking about this and I was like, well, does the board technically do anything or does it like enable a lot of other people to do things? And so I don't want to claim credit for things like COSA Teen, but I want to say that there's a COSA Teen meeting that's happening and we're pretty excited about that. And I probably just stole Martha Jean's thunder on that one. Some other things from the board that you'll see, you know, the delegate agenda is about to come out. You're gonna see a lot of literature on it. You should be, probably are aware of that anyway, but the other thing that will come out on there, or actually this is up already, is the proposal to move all future delegate meetings to video count, essentially Zoom, but we wanted to like not say Zoom in case like Zoom changes its name or there's like a better system that comes out, but so that we would not have in-person delegate meetings. So that took a lot of board time and thought and sort of thinking through like how to best do that and best serve the delegates and the program and the fellowship. there's been some websites updates that are more behind the scenes. There's, like I said, a lot of literature, and then a lot of also looking forward at, with the new reality, what does convention look like, which is still in the form of a question. So all of those are kind of things that the board is working on and thinking through, and then also continuing to support all of the committees. So tech, outreach, literature, I shouldn't start listing them because I'll miss one. You know, working with the delegate liaison, convention to get all of those things together. So are there questions, or Martha Jean, did I miss anything?
Quick question, if I may, Sarah. Yeah. I didn't catch if the delegate meeting was confirmed as it would be online virtual for the future, or if that was a proposal.
That is a proposal.
Okay.
So the last 2 years, you know, when the public health authorities tell you you can't have a meeting, you don't have a meeting. But in the absence of that, going forward, this would be a proposal to the delegates that we have an entirely online delegate meeting, regardless of whether convention is in person, regardless of when convention is, any of that.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Thank you, Sarah.
Yep.
I see that Marlene has just joined us. Marlene, will you take a moment and introduce yourself and tell us if you have any barriers, please?
Thank you. I am in New Orleans. We no longer have a face-to-face meeting. I am the representative for the 10th step telemeeting and the 11th step telemeeting, though officially the representative for the 10th step, no barriers.
Thank you, Marlene. Welcome. Glad you're here. I'm going to move on to delegate registration, and then following the delegate registration, I'm going to ask Ruth to tell us about literature. But I'll share my screen for a moment here. And I'll get rid of that. This is the COSA-recovery.org website. This is the first page that will come up when you go onto the website. And if you follow over to the delegate page, it will say annual delegate meeting. So I'm going to select that. And we just have somebody entering the room. So if you'll bear with me for a minute, just going to let them in. And I'm going to stop sharing for a moment. Sorry, I don't know who just entered because I don't know who MacBook Pro is. So MacBook Pro, if you can hear me, oh, there we go. Welcome. Would you take a moment and introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Sarah. I apologize for being late. I'm joining you from Eastern Europe.
Thank you, Sarah. Welcome. We're just about to go over the delegate registration. So as I said, this is we are now on the annual delegate meeting page. And if you follow on down, this has all the information you'll need for registration. I believe all of you are registered, so I'll go through this rather quickly in case I have missed anyone. So when it says delegate meeting registration, you simply select yes here and then answer the questions. What type of registration? Are you in person or are you online? Your first name and last initial, your last name for credit card reconciliation, your email address, your country, and if you're in the United States, please add your city and your state. And then this is where you will select your delegate meeting or the meeting you represent as a delegate. It's another drop-down menu. And when you find who you are, just select it and there it is. Additionally, is this your first delegate meeting? Would you like a delegate mentor? A delegate mentor is a wonderful opportunity to learn what you learn from somebody else's experience, strength, and hope about how to be a delegate for your meeting. And specifically, it will help you with what your duties are with voting. So I will be matching people next week. So if you have requested a delegate mentor, Look forward for an email. And if you are willing to be a mentor, I think most of you have already selected that and let me know. So I will be matching you, and hopefully the numbers will all work. If you have an alternate delegate for your meeting, please list their name here and their details. If you don't have an alternate delegate, see if you can find one. So if for any reason you're not able to be in the meeting on a given day, somebody will represent your meeting. And most importantly, you want to hit register now. So once you select register now, you'll be good to go. Are there any questions about registration? All right.
I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
So there are different deadlines for in-person and online.
Yes, thank you for asking that, Ruth. It has to do with food, interestingly enough. We need to be able to tell the hotel in Atlanta how many people are eating what. So we need that number a lot sooner than we need to know about virtual participants, because you'll be bringing your own food.
Okay, so.
Does anybody have any other questions?
So in person May 6th and virtual May 20th. Also, because right. I've seen many different dates on different times, so.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there. I have seen three different dates, and we've tried to really narrow it down to two. So May 20th is the registration for attending online.
Thank you.
Thank you. So Ruth, oh, does anybody else have any questions about that? Oh, and I see, yeah, go ahead.
Hi, just have a quick heads up. Jean, I'm going to be sending you a mentor request. I just want to give you a heads up that I'll be sending that.
Thank you. I'll keep an eye out for that. And I see that Jewel has joined us. Jewel, could you turn your camera on for a moment and introduce yourself, please? And let us know if you have any barriers.
Hi, I'm Jewel. Barriers, what would that be? This is my first meeting here.
Well, Jewel, you are most welcome. We're just wondering if you have children, or if you are in a public place, or if you think that there is anything that might keep you from being focused on the meeting today, any kind of interruptions.
Yeah, I have a sick dog.
Well, I hope your dog does well, and welcome. We're glad you're here. Can you tell us which meeting you represent?
I represent, I don't remember the name of the meeting, but Ruth is in my meeting, so she would know the name.
Excellent.
It used to be Monday at noon, but it just changed times.
Right, right. Well, Jewel, we are glad you're here and welcome. We're going to turn the meeting over to Ruth now. Ruth, it's all yours.
Okay, thank you so much, Jean, and for all the clarity and thought you put into putting this together. So I'm representing the Literature Committee, and specifically Literature and Development. We're working on the COSA basic text. We're nearing the finish line. So just to explain some about the process, which you may already be aware of. So let's see. I'm going to share the screen. So as Jean said, this is the first page that you get to with our website, COSA-recovery.org. And so with the literature, the first thing we ask for input from the fellowship is a survey on whatever new literature we're going to write. So we've asked for that in the past, and where you would find the survey if we're asking for that is under literature on the last thing here, literature and development. We are not asking for a survey right now. We're past that point with most everything. Let's see if it goes. And then a writer and an editor is assigned to whatever piece, and the writer writes it, the editor works one-on-one with the writer, and there is a rough draft, a draft, and that goes to editing by the whole committee, the group editing. And so there's a whole bunch of people that are, you know, producing the first draft that the fellowship sees. And right now, the fellowship feedback for some of those, for those pieces is over, but this is where you would find the information. So it talks about the book and that we're trying to complete it by 2024. So there are a few more chapters that we need to do, mostly like finishing the concepts and the introduction to various parts. And then hopefully we'll be done with those pieces by next year and reviewing the whole book in the following year. So these are feedback guidelines when we have feedback, and for clarity, a table, just like how to give feedback so that it's the most helpful. And then if you go to the homepage again, I'm not going to the homepage right now, but if you go to delegate, as Jean did, and click on annual delegate meeting, this is the page that comes up. And so first there's the registration that Jean went through. And then below this bar is what you need to know for being a delegate. So, so down here on the left is literature and development. And there are 8 chapters that are the final draft. And I've clicked on one. Let me see if it, do you see honesty now or no? Okay, so let me, okay. I'm gonna stop and then start again. there it went, okay. Now, so when you click on one of those chapters, you'll see a PDF of that chapter. And so we took in the feedback from the fellowship. It was out for 3 months, each chapter. We carefully considered it. And so we came up with some changes to probably all of the pieces. And the changes are denoted by green highlighting. So whatever was added or changed has green highlight. Anything that was deleted, we didn't have a way to note that. The only way we would see it, that is if you compare to what we put out before. So anyway, so that's here. and you can go through it and encourage your group to review it. It's up, so it is up on the website now. It just went up, I'm not sure exactly when, but probably a few days ago. And and now it's going to the fellowship for the yes, no vote. So the vote is like, do you want this the way it is in the book or not? And so we're not looking for like punctuation or stuff like that. The time for that, you know, was before. And now we're only looking for a yes, no vote. The only thing that would, you know, maybe make you think about, well, I don't know about this. Hopefully those things would have also been taken care of before with the fellowship feedback. But it would be about content or some major concept or something that really felt off to someone. So, and usually that doesn't happen. Sometimes that has happened before. And we appreciate all feedback. But what we're looking for is a yes, no vote. That's what's going to happen. I'm not sure if there's going to be a way to give other feedback even. But anyway, so that is that. I don't think there's anything more to show on the delegate thing. Let me just check my list here. So encourage your group to read it. Come to a group conscience about yes, no. I hope you got it. You know, when the literature is in process, when it's out for a survey or fellowship feedback, then it's under literature. In literature and development, And when the literature is up for the delegates to take to their groups and get a vote on it, then it's under delegate, under the annual delegate meeting. Okay, so yeah, and the vote at the annual delegate meeting is green, yellow, or red, but not a time to suggest changes. So that's it. Any questions, Marlene?
Yes, I was part of a group with a couple who felt they were experts on 12 steps, and we spent hours going over chapters, submitted it. Hopefully you accepted the guidelines. You know, we tried very hard to keep it in the guidelines. And because of all the hours we spent on it, it was close to the deadline. But I feel that these experts are going to feel like a lot of their suggestions were not considered. I know I've always been concerned that just one person writes the chapter and then it goes through, you know, it's just, I'm afraid that this is going to be very dispiriting to those who spent so much time and thought on this process. And then I have one more comment after that.
Oh, thank you, Marlene. Yeah, we're really grateful for all the people who spend time on it. And it sounds like you and the group you were working with were so careful and care so much about the book. So thank you so much. I don't know specifically because I wasn't the one that received the feedback and all, but we definitely tried to get all of it in, all of it, you know, looked at and considered. You know, it's like we have the process down now for where to put the feedback, where to find it, go through it, and make sure that it gets fully considered as we're doing the chapters. So we're doing the very best that we can. You know, if you have concerns, feel free to, you know, check with me or other members. And then, you know, it's like with the feedback also, sometimes there can be conflicting feedback. Like people can say, oh, I love this. Other people are like, no, this doesn't work for me at all. So there has to be some decision made. So we do carefully consider it all and, you know, make the best decision we can. And we're looking for clarity and flow and accuracy, you know, so that it will really speak to, you know, newcomers and old timers and everyone. So, and what was the other thing? How's that?
So thank you for your thoughtfulness and the work that's done. I know it's all volunteer. The other thing is glad to hear that those things that are removed, we don't see that removal. I know we can compare it to our original draft. And that's all for now.
Thank you, Marlene. Sarah?
Hi, Ruth. Thank you for your service. I just had a quick clarifying question. So I've been on the receiving end of our delegate. This is my first time as a delegate, but I've been on the other side where, you know, our delegate comes and says, these are the final drafts for an up and down vote. But, and I thought I heard you say green and red, get that, but yellow. So in the context of an up and down vote, what would yellow represent? And do I really have to tell them yellow? Because I'm afraid I'll get some.
Because what?
I'm afraid I'll get some yellow votes. And how, that's kind of an add-on question. If I get yellow votes, then how does one manage that? But the biggest, the real intent of my question is, given that it's an up and down vote, then what does a yellow vote represent? Thank you.
Yeah, I was just reading that off. yeah. Sarah, did you want to respond to that? Okay, go ahead. Sure.
That's a lot of pressure to put on the lit committee. Please explain voting now. So yes, the overall decision is going to be up or down. These are either going to pass and be part of the basic text, or they're not and not be part of the basic text. The decision-making process, when something originally comes up, we have sort of a multi-vote system, and I'm sure Jean will discuss this in more detail later, but the short version is for the first poll, you can vote, I mean, for any poll, but you can vote green, yellow, or red. Green is yes, red is no, and yellow means like either I have a concern or I have a question, like I'm not totally voting against it, but I don't feel comfortable voting for it. And then we allow the people who are yellow or red to bring up whatever their issue is. And sometimes there's just like missing information, or they didn't understand something, or there's like another piece being worked on somewhere that like this will come up in literature, like, oh, you didn't talk about X. Well, because there's a specific chapter on X, we're gonna focus on it there. And so it's not gonna get detailed coverage in this chapter, even if it is relevant, because we can't cover everything in every chapter. So sometimes when those questions get answered, then yellow people turn green. Sometimes yellow people turn red, that's also fine. But it's more part of the voting process than like the final decision.
I'd like to comment on that too, please, at my turn.
Thanks, Riley. Yeah, thank you, Sarah. Yeah, that's helpful. Yeah, I mean, basically we are looking yes or no. And, you know, if there are concerns or questions, it's a great time to ask them and get them taken care of. So, yeah. Marlene?
Thank you. So I'd like to give the example of a couple of years ago where someone turned to Linda and myself and said, we're really unsettled about this little section of this chapter. And so we presented that concern at the delegate meeting, and there is a process. So through that process, the other delegates agreed that that section was inadequate. And then what happened was it was sent back and that part was redone and submitted the next year. So yes, it's possible to be able to make a comment. And if the comment and the concern is strong enough that your other delegates will agree, then there is a chance that will be addressed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Thank you all. We've had so much conversation about voting. I'd like to go directly to voting. And if you have any further questions about literature, we can come back to that. We'll just circle around. And I know a couple of you have hands up. So if you don't mind putting your hands, great, cool. Thank you very much. Ruth, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here and walking us through literature today. And I'm going to share my screen and we're going to talk about voting. So this is where we were. We were talking about registration. And as was already mentioned, there's a whole treasure trove of good information beneath registration. So you'll see all of the delegate meeting guide documents, which are pertinent to the annual delegate meeting, are here. And we've reviewed many of them in the previous meetings. And today we're going to first talk about the safe communications procedures. And I'm hoping somebody will volunteer to read this out so I'm not talking for the rest of the meeting. So it's coming up on screen in a moment.
I can.
Thank you. Would you like me to let me make this a little larger?
Yes. Very small. I do wear bifocals, but not quite that powerful.
There we go. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay. ISO of COSA Safe Communications Procedures. These guidelines are a requirement of service at the ISO level. If any member violates these guidelines, they may be given a warning. If they continue to violate the guidelines, they may be removed from their service position. Service is a privilege, not a right. We use the spiritual principles set forth in the COSA traditions. We begin each meeting with a serenity prayer. God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. We read tradition 2. For a group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority. A loving God is expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. We read the guidelines for safe communication, which are 1. We respect others and ourselves in the group by using the safety guidelines. 2. We use I statements or we statements. We avoid blaming and shaming, button pushing, case building, and the taking or sharing of another person's inventory. 3. We practice active listening, especially when in formal board meetings. 4, we respectfully allow others to have the floor. We do not interrupt others. 5, we remain present when others are addressing the board, such as giving committee reports. 6, we take responsibility for attending to our personal needs by taking self-care breaks and scheduling longer breaks through group conscience. 7, we agree that one person at a time has the floor. 8, we wait until the speaker is finished before raising our hands or if by phone asking to be recognized by the chair to speak. Clearly that one needs to be updated. 9, we ask for clarity and use mirror feedback if we are uncertain about what the speaker is saying. 10, we avoid triangulating with others by practicing direct communication. We say what we mean. 11, we say what we mean what we say, and we do not say it meanly. When we say how we feel, what we think, and what we like or dislike, we use care and concern for the relationships within our board and committees. 12, we accept that we will have disagreements. 13, we accept that there are many right answers. 14, we speak in polite voices. We do not use yelling, intimidation, or sarcasm. 15, we agree to keep our language clean. 16, we table issues when emotions run high for a period beginning with 1 hour or until the next board meeting. 17, we commit to return to discussion of tabled issues at a specific mutually acceptable time. 18, we own our responsibility for our own feelings and triggers. We contain ourselves. 19, we respect the limits of our job descriptions, the rotation of service roles, and any service term limits. 20, we agree that all of us are equally responsible for the relationships within the board and service committees. 21, we agree to show up, speak our truths, and then turn over the outcomes to our higher power as expressed in our group conference.
Sarah, thank you very much. I'm going to come back to this space again. And I'm going to show you a visual. This is the delegate meeting voting guide. And as you've already heard people speaking today about yellow, red, and green, I think both Sarah and Ruth mentioned it. Green means I support this proposal. Yellow means I still have questions or concerns about this proposal. And red means I do not support this proposal as it's currently stated. So I'm going to show you this visual while going over the meeting rules of order. Make this a little bigger too. We're starting up here at the top. Once a proposal has been presented, we will conduct an initial straw poll. The first straw poll requires 100% agreement for a proposal to pass. If all the delegates vote green, the motion is carried. If anyone votes yellow or red, each delegate may speak once for up to 2 minutes if desired and as time permits. We will ask to hear from the minority first. So that's here. Following discussion, a second straw poll is taken, which requires 75% green in order for the motion to carry. So if 75% vote green, the motion carries. But again, if yellow or red votes are present, then and it's less than 75%, we go down to 1 minute per person to speak. We hear from the minority during this process. And again, another straw poll is taken. It's a third straw poll after discussion, and it requires a substantial majority again of 75% green or greater to pass. If we do not have 75% green, the proposal does not pass. So this is what we were hearing about earlier. I think you can all sort of imagine how that process may go. And it's important to note that questions may be asked at any time in the process. Modifications on a proposal can be made after each poll. Modifications to a proposal must be agreed to or agreed upon by the original proposer. And comments from any member, regardless of type of vote, are permitted during allotted discussion times only. No comments will be permitted after the final vote. While I have this up, does anybody have any questions about this as you see it on the screen? Are we clear on that? Okay, so this voting process is going to be used in our hybrid meeting, both in Atlanta and online. Specifically online, I'm going to walk you through that. So, delegate meeting virtual voting process for 2022. The delegate meeting voting process stays exactly the same as in the past, using green, yellow, and red. We'll be using the polling system to vote online. It will not be possible for the host or anyone to see how each individual has answered. Therefore, it will be anonymous. For literature, finance, and delegate items, you will choose from a multiple choice of polls to give your answer. So if you look at this visual, that's what's going to pop up on screen, and I'm going to walk you through an actual test later. But you'll see the poll will pop up on screen, and you have red, yellow, and green. You select your answer, say it's green, and then you must click submit. The results, percentage per color, may be shared with everyone when it appears that voting has completed. The host is able to see the number of people who have voted, but cannot see the individual responses. So that's for literature, finance, and delegate items. After the vote, if you wish to have an opportunity to speak for red, yellow, or green, although this is not mandatory, if you want to talk about why you chose what you chose, please send a private message in the chat to, for red, Nan, speak for red, for yellow, Kimberly, speak for yellow, for green, message Martha Jean, speak for green. And all of those people will be identified on your screen, so you will see who is red. You're not going to have to hunt for names. Any other comments, you message me, and all of these COSA members, these three colored red, green, and yellow members will serve to facilitate the queuing process. So there will be a queue for speaking, and you will be called in the order upon your chat was received by each of them. And again, it's the minority first who speaks. For board candidates, when voting for new or returning board candidates, you will receive a poll with an opportunity to vote yes or no for each nominee. So the board name will be here, and you have a yes or a no, and you simply click select as submit in order for your vote to count. Seeing that on screen now, does anybody have any questions they'd like to have answered? I'm going to stop sharing then.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Ruth.
How do you know like how much time we have to do the poll? Like, and how do you know whether everyone has submitted it or not?
That's a great question. Let's give it a go and see how it works. So I'll bring it up on screen. And what happens is I can see how many people. So today we have 11 participants. We have two people who are working either as a host or a co-host, which means that I would expect that there would be 9 votes. So because in this, what happens is if you are a co-host in the meeting, so for instance, Martha Jean will be a co-host and Kimberly will be a co-host because they represent different colors. So their votes will go separately, but you will be able to keep track of how many people have voted. Ruth, would you like to vote instead of being a co-host? I can unco-host you. I think I can unco-host you.
Yes, thanks.
Withdraw co-host permission. Cancel. So now you should be able to vote. So we'll be looking for 10 votes, and I'm going to launch the poll. Can everybody see that on their screens? Brilliant, okay. So I'm not sure what you're seeing, but I can tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that there is one question and 5 of 9 participants, so 66% have answered. Now it's 6 of 9, 7 of 9, 8 of 9.
Yeah, because I'm still co-host.
I am so sorry. I'm going to try that again.
That's okay, but I could see how you could see what's happening. So thank you.
Okay, now you should be able to vote, Ruth. So can everybody see the percentages coming up now? No. Okay, I can. So this is how I know when everybody has voted. because I in on my screen, it says 10 of 10 or 100% of the participants have voted. So I'm going to end the poll and I'm going to share the results with you. Can everyone see that? So up here, how do you vote test, single choice, 10/10, 100% answered. We have green at 70% and yellow at 30%. So that would mean that we haven't reached 75%. So we would have to go further in our voting. Would you like to do that again? Martha Jean.
Because I've never been on this side of it before, I've always been the host, it tells me what I voted, which I didn't realize that it told each person what they voted. That's cool.
It didn't tell me.
No, exactly.
Mitoshi, do you have a question?
I know that it showed the results, 70% voted yes and 30% voted yellow. But so that totals 100% of those who voted, but I didn't see where it showed that, 100% of the participants had voted. Is that making sense?
It makes perfect sense. Maybe somebody else can answer that. I can't see what you see. Sarah.
Yeah, Zoom is going to show you of who voted. So it just doesn't give that information. Another complication keep in mind is that this current meeting that we're all in, the 11 of us are the total pool. The actual meeting will have some in person and some, so we will have math breaks. Like literally, like you're just gonna have to like wait for like me to hear from Jean, because I will be running the meeting, and then me to hear from probably Tracy in person. And if they both tell me 100% green, then great, and if not, then you have to wait for me to do math, and then we'll have the answer.
Thank you, Sarah.
Remember that when you vote on the moving it all to Zoom proposal, because
yeah. Is everybody clear on voting? Do you feel good about voting, confident? I'm very happy to carry on and do it again, answer any questions, go back to the chart, reread the rules of order. Anything anybody wants to review? Great.
Sorry, okay. Just one quick question, if I may.
Sure.
So I'm using the device I plan on using for the convention. Now, if for any reason I can't use this iPad, is anyone on a mobile phone? So could they just let me know how that's worked for them? Or is everyone on a laptop?
It's much easier. Yeah. Mitoshi, would you like to answer that? I see you've got,
I was saying I could log in on my phone and you could run another poll and I can see how it comes up on my phone.
Okay.
And then I could share that.
What I can tell you is that it's a lot easier not to be on a phone. And depending on what you need, a very old phone that is not an Android will not work. So, all right. So let's do another poll. And Frankie, you can give it a go and see how it is for you. And then you can tell all of us how it was. So I'm going to launch a poll. I'm going to relaunch a poll. There we go. So see how it is. Mitoshi, can you actually vote? Have you voted?
So actually the poll just takes up my entire screen, my phone screen.
Right.
And then I just tap on it and click submit at the bottom.
And now I can see that you voted.
Thank you for doing that additional one. I really appreciate it. I should be absolutely fine. Just wanted to double check.
Yep. And Marlene, I see that you have your hand up.
Yes, I had a barrier the first meeting. I tried to go on my Android phone, but I couldn't figure out how to do a capital D for delegate. And so I was not able to go into the call at all. And so the only time I can do it online is if I'm at home with my laptop.
Thank you for that. Anyone else?
So I don't know how to get around that if anyone else does.
Oh.
So I had, because I had to type in the password. I mean, there's a couple ways that I can think of to get around that. Is one, if you copy the password from wherever it is that you have it and then paste it into that section, if you know how to copy and paste on your phone. Otherwise, I mean, when you have your alphabet bar, there should be an up arrow, and that's what allows you to make a capital letter.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that's great. Thank you very much for sharing that. That's really good to know. Yeah, good question. Anyone else? All right, we're well ahead of schedule. What I can tell you is our next, this is the final of our official video conference delegate meetings. And we have two additional meetings available to anyone, which are refresher. They're not courses, but refresher meetings. So those meetings will be held on Saturday, May 7th at 3:00 Eastern Standard Time, or Sunday, May 22nd at 12:00 Eastern Standard Time. So if any of you want to come back and review the information again, or if you know anyone who is considering being a delegate and hasn't signed up yet, please encourage them to come to those two meetings, one of those two meetings. It is part of the delegate process, or one of your responsibilities as a delegate, to attend one of these meetings. So thank you all for being here today. I really appreciate your involvement in the fellowship and moving the fellowship forward. Because we do have a little bit of extra time, I'm just going to go back to the delegate page one more time before we say the Serenity Prayer together. And so we're back where we were. Again, this is the annual delegate meeting registration page, where you can register, and there's that lovely bar. And here is a place for you to take a look at any documents. If you have any questions and you want to look online, this is where you'll look. And if you want to see literature, which we will be voting on, it's here. In addition, the proposed recovery, proposed slate of board members, the recovery resumes are here. So you may want to take a moment and review all of those to see what experience the board has had. And then there is a one delegate business item, which I believe was discussed earlier, and that's here. So when you share with your meeting, anything you want to share, an awful lot of it will be here. And Sarah, you have your hand up. Do you have a question?
I do. Thanks for recognizing me. One brief question, which is, did we cover the proposed slate in the meeting that I missed last time? And will it, which I therefore assume it will be covered in the makeup meeting?
I'm sorry, I don't think I understand your question.
So the nature of my question is really just about all my questions is about making sure I get the right feedback from my meeting, which is the Wednesday noon Palo Alto meeting. And so let me put it in terms of that. I assume we should be distributing or pointing people to where they can see the resumes of the proposed slate and requesting our group's feedback so that we can carry that forward.
That True. Would be my direction, yes.
Great. And then my follow-up question, or my other question,
when I asked earlier about the yellow vote, I wasn't asking what does the yellow vote mean. And thank you for those who explained it. What I was really asking about was that because literature is now in its final stage, getting an up or down vote, what I'm afraid a bit confused about in terms of how I get feedback from my group is, since we're looking for an up and down vote, I'm confused about getting a yellow vote on literature. And, you know, I find that contradictory, and I'm sorry to be difficult about that, but it would be so much nicer if I could get just green or red from my group and saying it's a go or no go at this point. I can carry a yellow forward with their concerns, but so any input on that regarding literature specifically about the nature of yellow votes at this stage would be helpful.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm going to go straight to Sarah to answer that question.
So I totally agree with you. And I think in this context, it would be like a true yellow vote. Like, it's a little hard to imagine. It probably would be the situation, like I mentioned before, of like, oh, under the category of honesty, you didn't talk about this specific thing. And then the literature committee is going to say, well, because that's a chapter in its own. And like, just like people not seeing the whole scope of the project and not knowing that like, this is covered here or that's covered there, or that, yes, we clarified this point in a different place. As a delegate, the relationship between you and your meeting is really between you and your meeting. So if you say like, hey, I will carry red votes and green votes, I will not carry yellow votes because it's a mess, that's between you and them. And then also there's, you know, some meetings have different sort of agreements where if we're red on something, we are red on it across the board. We do not care how it changes. It is red, red, red. And some say, like, based on what we see, it's red. If you hear different, you're the one that's, I was going to say in the room, but you're in the meeting. You've heard everything. Use your judgment. Just know that we started off from a red place or a yellow place or a green place, whatever.
That answers my question. Very helpful. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. Marlene, I think you have your hand up as well.
Thank you so much. So I have a couple of appeals. One is that whoever might put the convention tab as a separate tab, I think a lot of people would be not hunting for it under future events. And so that's a request from my meeting. The second is that we have had times of controversy in our business meetings, and it would be nice to have the safe communication guidelines someplace where it's accessible throughout the year and just not just to the delegates. Also from a request from my meeting. I know it's after the request time, but hopefully that's something that could be done.
Thank you, Marlene. The good news is that it is available right now, and you know where to find it because it is at the bottom of that delegate page. And that's for today. And I like what you had to say about a separate tab. So the tech committee is always looking for feedback. And that may be something that you would like to take directly to them. The other thing I failed to mention is that all of the, well, except for yesterday's and today's, the recordings are up online for the first four, which is the first two, the two of two, are, so meeting one that was held twice and meeting two, which was held twice. So those four meetings, the recordings are online on the delegate page, as are the meeting notes. So if you want a refresher or you missed anything, you can look there and find those as well. Are there any other questions, concerns, or comments? Okay. Well, I want to thank you all again one more time for being here today. I really appreciate you being here. And I'd like to just sort of ease us into the end of the meeting, taking a deep breath. And then if you'll join me with the version of the Serenity Prayer. God.
God.
Grant us the serenity
to accept the things that we cannot change,
courage to change the things we can,
and the wisdom to know the difference.